Howdy there, KMA land. Welcome to the 3 minutes we call the Double X Factor. I'm your Wednesday host, Sandy Edie Hansen. And this week, Spencer and I are looking at how when we have self-awareness plus self-acceptance, it automatically leads to the acceptance of others. Now, this topic got its start from a quote I came across that said this: what I see and accept in myself becomes what I can see and accept in everyone else, end quote. I think this idea speaks to the notion of consciousness. Now, Spencer and I talk here about topics that relate to emotional, psychological, spiritual health. Now, being emotionally healthy doesn't mean you have to have it all nailed 100% of the time. Just like physical health, we all do things that we wouldn't rate a high score on in the healthy scale. Same is true for emotional health. Here's the great news that I hope causes you to feel some relief. Emotionally healthy people aren't perfect. They are, though, more conscious. That means they aren't sleepwalking through their life around habits of thought they may have developed. Being more conscious means being curious about yourself, observing and noticing your habits, both healthy and unhealthy. Then, rather than going into judgment, you sit with it. Notice what's happening in your body, your thoughts, your emotions. Self-awareness is not about self-judgment. That's actually unconsciousness. Judgment is actually victim consciousness, whether it's judgment towards others or yourself, because it's in a position of powerlessness. When we have self-awareness and couple that with self-acceptance, now that is power. When we are self-aware and we're awake to when we are acting in opposition to how we want to feel or want to be, then we don't go into kicking our own backside when we notice we aren't living into our own integrity or wholeness. We let it be there. We learn from it so we can course correct next time if we choose to. So what does consciousness look like in emotional health? Well, here's what I would say. You're able to self-reflect, self-correcting when you're out of alignment with yourself with compassion rather than judgment. You choose to live and love in the now. You're more focused forward, not focusing on the past. When you focus in the past, that's a sure sign of unconsciousness, and it even takes you right into victimville. When we're in higher levels of consciousness, we have healthy boundaries as a natural result of solid, grounded self-worth. And a biggie, consciousness means you refuse to hang on to the victim position. Now, feelings like courage, willingness, acceptance, love, joy, peace, these are higher levels of true consciousness. When you find yourself feeling more like guilt, shame, fear, anger, blame, and the like, you have simply slipped down to a lower level, and it's time to look within rather than outside yourself for the path back to being conscious. No judgment required. Just wake up and choose differently. Now, Spencer's going to be here tomorrow with her thoughts on this topic, which I always thoroughly enjoy. And I'll chat with you again on Friday to offer up a bit more about self-awareness. Till then, later!